Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Happy Sabbath, my brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. What a blessed Sabbath day, Sabbath evening this is. We've come together to give God praise and honor and to worship him in spirit and in truth. God is good and he's truly worthy to be praised. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you for this holy Sabbath day of rest. We ask that you will first forgive us of our sins, our trespasses, Lord, our iniquity, Lord. Cleanse us. We need your cleansing power, your cleansing blood to wash us from all our sins, Lord. Help us and create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit, because our spirit are not right. What we have ate, what we have looked or listened to, or maybe what we have put on or done, Lord, was not pleasing unto your sight. So we ask that you will forgive us, Lord. Help us, correct us in righteousness, Lord, in love, in tenderness, as you usually do, Lord, so that we can walk in the right path, the path of righteousness, holy, set apart for your purpose and for your glory. I thank you for each and every one of my brothers and sisters. I thank you for blessing them and for keeping them and their family. We also thank you for our neighbors, our friends and associates. Please help them to surrender to you. Please help them to seek you while it is day, when the night coming. That means this destruction, anguish, and all type of evil. If we don't have that personal relationship with you, it will be hard to get it, because we'll have anxiety attack and stress, and we'll be fearful. But in First Timothy 1:7, you have told us, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, because we know fear is of the evil one. So we thank you again for being in the midst of us. You said where there's two or three gathered, you're in the midst. We ask also that you will touch each heart, that we will be receptive for the truth. And as the message come forth, that we will accept it with readiness according to your will, and that it will be from you. Bless the speaker when he come at the appointed time. Fill him with your Holy Spirit even now, his household, his wife, his family, and his ministry. Bless them and bless their homes, Lord. Bless our going out and our coming in from this day forward, even forevermore. We thank you and we say amen. Amen. So I will share in the reading. Welcome, brothers and sisters, again. Happy Sabbath. Mr. Ponsonelli, if you are ready after I share in this reading, so that you can give us at least two Sabbath songs and your testimony, please press one. It says, every man in God's world is under the law of his government. God has placed the Sabbath in the bosom of the Decalogue and has made it the criterion of obedience. Through it we may learn of his power as displayed in his work and his word. And it continues, men could not place themselves more decisively in opposition to God's work and to his law than by upholding a day is without one evidence of sanctity and professing to worship him on that day. Those who have corrupt the law by subsiding a false Sabbath, substituting a false Sabbath for the holy Sabbath. So they're substituting Sunday for the holy Sabbath, Saturday. Continue reading. The holy Sabbath of God, and who compel the observation of this false Sabbath and exalt themselves above God and honor the spiritual above the genuine. And we see that is coming when a Sunday law will be in act by law, Sunday law, that we must all worship on one day. And that will be the law of the land. And if people don't, follow the law, they will be persecuted, put to death in prison. But if we're faithful, God will protect us. He'll keep us And yes, some of us will be laid in rest, taken asleep. And when we shall wake up, those that are resting, they shall see their maker and their creator. So let us be wholly set apart, and let us purpose in our heart to serve God with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind. And may we say debt before dishonor, because they can hurt the body, but they cannot take away the soul. They cannot hurt the soul. It belongs to God. So may the Lord give us strength to go through these time of the end, these persecution time, these time as never before. Brothers and sisters, are you ready? Are you making a preparation to choose right rather than wrong, to choose good instead of evil? The test will come before each and every one of us. So let us be found on the right side and on the side of God. Constantly, I will open your line so that you can give us two Sabbath songs and a testimony, or just a sharing. And if you also have a prayer, that's fine. 518-8482, your line is now open.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Collins, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath to everyone. You know, just now we were singing songs from 6 o'clock up to 7. And now I come and join my favorite line, which I am here for. For a few years now. And I just want to thank God for his blessings in us. And I just want us to know that what we are enjoying here, we would not be always, we would not be always have that privilege, have that time, the good times that we are having now, because this privilege is going to be taken away from us at some time. We do not know. So let us enjoy our Sabbath. I love the Sabbath. And my heart's desire this evening is to be faithful to God in keeping his Sabbath, because the Sabbath would be taken away from us. They would give us a false Sabbath to celebrate. And we have to know the truth. If we do not know the truth, we won't be able to stand up for nothing. We will fall for everything, because the devil would be behind us telling us it's not so. But we have to study and know for ourselves what is truth. And my first song this evening will be Welcome, Welcome Day of Rest. And we welcome the Sabbath at all times. We should be ready, because we have how many days? We have 6 days. 6 days for work and play. I used to teach my children, and I used to teach in Sabbath school. 6 days to work and play. The seventh is for Jesus. So today is for Jesus. And I'm going to sing my first Sabbath song, Welcome, Welcome Day of Rest. If you know it, join with me and sing. Welcome, welcome day of rest, to the world in kindness given. Welcome to this humble breast, as the beaming light from heaven. Day of calm and sweet repose, gently now thy moments run, bound to soothe our cares and woes, till our labor here is done. Holy day that most we prize, day of solemn praise and praise, day to make the simple wise. Oh, how great thy blessings are. And the last verse says, Welcome, welcome day of rest, with thine infant soul divine. May thy hallowed hours be blessed. to this listening heart of mine. Yes, what a beautiful hymn. Welcome, welcome, day of rest. And I hope everybody was finished their work on time and was ready, all set to welcome God's ushering the holy Sabbath day, the hours of the Sabbath, right? My next hymn would be, We Love Thy Sabbath, Lord. And I love when Friday afternoon comes because I was ready. I was in place. I was just calling around and speaking to my friends, you know, and like that, inviting them to keep God's holy day. We love thy Sabbath, and Sabbath is the best day of all the week for me, and it should be for all of us. We love thy Sabbath, Lord, and worship at thy will. Oh, may this hour sweet peace afford and deeper faith instill. Thine angels sang for joy, creation's work to see. We to this day would raise our hearts in grateful praise to thee. Praise for thy wondrous love that sealed this sacred day. Us find that all may understand we owe thy sovereign sway. O great Creator King, through thy redeeming grace, renew and sanctify our hearts that we may see thy face. And with that white robe thrown upon Mount Zion be, and joyful sing our Sabbath song through all eternity. Amen. So those are the two beautiful Sabbath songs that I have to sing for us this evening. And I want to just say, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall we labor and do all our work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it we shall not do any work. Your son, your daughter, not even anybody, friends that are stopping by you for the weekend, they should be keeping the Sabbath. So that is God's command. And we should honor God's word. And if we keep God's word, we all would be blessed. And we want to be blessed this evening. So I will say a short prayer. Loving Father, we come before you this evening on this your holy Sabbath day of rest. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us 6 days safely in our going out and in our coming in. You are with us, Lord. You protected us. You kept us, Father. It is only because of your grace and your mercy that we are alive today, this moment, to praise you. And Father, I want to praise you with all of my being, with all of my heart, because I should not have been here, but I'm here because of your goodness, because of your love and your blessings on all of us, that we can come on this line, this assembly on this line, to encourage one another, to speak your words, and to do and to dare for you. Lord, keep us faithful. And if we cannot keep faithful now, Father, we would not be able to keep faithful then, because in Isaiah it says, if we can run with the footmen, how can we, how are we going to, you know, run with the horsemen? So we have to be faithful now. So Lord, we pray that you will grant us your grace and your mercy each day, that we will not just sit and don't tell no one that your coming is soon, because we see all the signs are fast fulfilling on every side. Jesus is soon to put in his appearance. Even today, Lord, this evening as I was listening to one of our ministers, I would say, he was saying that I put in everything into this prayer, because it's we have to know that when we see these signs, we know that Jesus coming is soon. We see all these people coming to America. America, you know what it is? You know why all these people are coming to America? Because they want to overthrow freedom. And we would not have that privilege to worship on Sabbath. So let us start now. Let us enjoy it and encourage others that it would not be easy to worship. We would be persecuted. So, Father, we come to you this evening thanking you for strength, thanking you for life. And my prayer for all of us on this line this evening is that God will keep us faithful until then. Because if we cannot be faithful now, we would not be faithful then. So, Father, I just want to thank you for Sister Carla and all of those who plan this program and who are the head of this program and keep it going. Father, bless them and strengthen them and help them that they may speak words of life to others. All who are on this line may be encouraged to keep on holding on to you. Thank you, God, for hearing our prayers. And we pray that you will forgive us of every sin that we have committed against you during this week, this day, so that our prayers may be ascended to you like sweet incense. Thank you, Father. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayers on this Sabbath evening. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Open my line.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for the Sabbath song. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for your presence here on this Prayer Light, Advent Light Ministry prayer line. And just want to welcome each and every one of my brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath, those that are listening via the internet and also by phone, those in Japan, China, the Netherlands, Canada, the Caribbean, and throughout the United States or wherever you may be at this time. Happy Sabbath and welcome to Advent Light Ministry prayer line. I'm going to open the line. Okay. If you want to share, please press 1 so that I can open your line. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. He said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen, amen. 518-951, your line is now open. Happy Sabbath,
my dear beloved.
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me, Sister Powell?
Yes, but I think I heard somebody else was echoing. All right.
No,
happy Sabbath, my dear beloved. Yeah, thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. And have a blessed Sabbath as it comes. I'm Sister Powell calling from Kingston, Jamaica. I just want to give God thanks, especially for the blessed Sabbath day that he has given unto us. You know, started sunset to sundown. God is so good. And I will just sing this little song, my favorite Sabbath song. Don't forget the Sabbath, the Lord of God had blessed. Of all the week, the brightest, of all the week, the best. It brings reproach from labor, it tells of joy divine. Its beams of light descending with every beauty shine. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Keep the Sabbath holy and worship him today. Who said to his disciples, I am the living way. And if we meekly follow our Savior here below, he'll give us of the fountain whose streams eternal flow. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Day of sacred pleasure, its golden halls we spend in thankful hymns to Jesus, the children dearest friend. Oh, gently loving Savior, how great, good and great thou art. How precious is the promise to dwell in every heart. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Yes, my dear, I want to thank God that God welcome us, all of us, on this line to this blessed Sabbath day. And my dear beloved, God loves us so much. And because he loves us so much, he wants us to keep his commandments. He wants us to follow his will, you know, by sharing his goodness, sharing his mercy, sharing his blessing, sharing his kindness, sharing all the wonderful gifts that he has given unto us to let others know that Jesus is coming soon and we have to be ready. So, my dear beloved, I have to give God thanks for that, for health, giving thanks for strength, giving thanks for keeping me, giving thanks for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding so that I can understand just simple, right? His simple, basic word that he have given unto us, his promises that we can go and share to others. My dear beloved, my testimony this evening is that God had created every human being in the likeness of him. And God gave us everything that we need only for us to be obedient to accept it. This morning I went visiting my dear. First, I must share this blessing. It's a blessing. Right? This morning we received a little donation for the project that we are doing, Rosie Project. So we went to purchase some block and also some stones, some cement, yes, cement, yes. And my dear beloved, I went and I met some of my family's members, and the conversation opened how God is good, right? Because I know God was the one who allowed us to get that gift this morning. And I was sharing it to them and said, you know what? Whatsoever we are doing, we just have to present it to God, because God is the one. He knows what we are doing. And he promised he will take care. And I tell you, I can tell you, I can prove what he has done. And this is the person who I trust, and I believe that he hears us when we call upon him. So I was praying about the project, and eventually I got through with such a donation. So we went to purchase, myself and Rosie, went to purchase some block and also some cement. Do you know we had a conversation about God, the goodness of God, with some family members? They believe that God is God. They believe that. But they do not believe that Jesus is going to come again. Jesus is going to be here right through whatsoever they're going through, building their houses, seeking wealth and what. Jesus is here. Jesus is going to be here right through. No, you know, when we died, everything is gone, everything. So we were there sharing with him and I said, no, that's not what the Bible said. You know, the word of God told us that Jesus came, right? So he died for us. He rose from the dead and he walked with men and men saw him. And we know that he went back to heaven. They say, no, heaven is there. But eventually, you know, God's word, you just have to share God's word with people and just leave. We don't want controversial, you know, with them. So we just praying for prayer for those family that they may know that Jesus came and as a human being and he walked this earth and he did all the good he can, you know, by healing, feeding, comforting, and he gave us a commandment. And now we can say to them, you know, continue to read. Just read your word. Read the Bible prayerfully and God will teach you and lead you in all truth. So my dear beloved, I am saying to you all here that, you know, one day soon and very soon, we know that Jesus soon step in. And all we have to do is live a life that represents his character, a life covered with his righteousness, so that we will enter into the kingdom of heaven with him. We will enter to live eternity with him. And, you know, continue to evangelize, my dear beloved, because there are people out there do not believe or do not know what God have been gone to prepare a place for them. So if we continue to share God's message, if they reject it, we just move and go and evangelize with another person. So continue to pray for us here. Continue to pray for the project. And continue to pray for the children, the young children. My dear, I was sharing yesterday that I admire the schools. Today they have at school, like we have all day, Lady Woman's Mood Day, this day. At the school they have Boys Day today. Only no boy go to school, only girls go to school. Yesterday they have a career. Where some of the children, them dress doctor, dress up in doctor's uniform, nurse's uniform. Some is waitress. They cook and they dressed up in their air hostess. And, you know, I really admire that the little children going out like they are going to work well organized. And I really give God thanks for the parents because, my dear beloved, these are uniform and things that these children have. You know, is they very expensive, but the parents, they try to set their children in the right and proper way, uniformed, to go out. So I'm asking you to pray, continue to pray for here and pray for these little precious children. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell. Amen for joining us. Thank you for the song and thank you for the testimony. We know that the children should lead the way and they're precious. And I was listening to something about women in the church as a whole, that women, we are put here to glorify God and to raise children for God, not for ourselves or for the husband, but for God, to for them to be little disciples and Christians. We are put on purpose on here to have children for God's glory. So that was profound. We're supposed to point them to God, direct them to God, train them up, you know, as a family and a whole, to bring them up in the admonition of God and to point them to their Savior and to share the love of God with them. So it's a blessing for these little ones to be growing and to be encouraged and to be loved by the community through Christ. So again, thank you for sharing, Sister Paul, and thank you for joining us, and pray that the project in Jamaica will go according to God's plan, and that funds and help and everything will come in to finish the work there with the building, or helping others, or feeding others, especially the children. Amen, amen. So again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I'm going to the next caller. I just want to welcome you this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line, 985-647. Good evening. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. Good evening.
Amen.
Just a call. Thank God for this Sabbath. Thank God for carrying us through the Sabbath and blessing us. I would like to read. Me and Cecilia was studying this morning, and I thought she would read first, but it looked like I'm in before her. So I'm going to read Exodus 31:16-18. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generation for the perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in the 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and he was refreshed. And he gave unto Moses when he made an end of a communion with him upon Mount Sinai, 2 tables of testimony, table of stone when written with the the finger of God. Amen.
Amen.
She was explaining this to me because I had a word for about the communion, you know, our communion. So she explained this to me, and she said, well, I'm going to read the first part and you read the second part. And she explained to me about our communion and where it come from and what happened and all that, because I didn't know. I told her my sister-in-law wanted to give me crackers and juice. So she said, no, our communion don't come with that. This is our communion right here, the word. And she was explaining it to me. So I got some understanding. So she just go teach me again so I could really understand. So I just thank God for that. So now I understand, because I didn't know. So I just told her I wasn't going to take it. And I just thank God for that. But, you know, I said, I wish I could get in touch with Sister Powell so I can understand about this. And she said, wait, I could teach you. Let me go to here. Let's study right now. So I was so glad. And I just had Sister Powell on my mind, because I know I got a good understanding. But she said she knew, and I was glad. So I thank God for everything, and I just want to lift up prayers for Sister Power and the project in Jamaica and all the families out there that, you know, God bless them, and the mothers to keep going, and God fulfill what they need out there, and pray for her project, and pray for all our brothers and sisters on Advent Light, and some of us that pray in the morning, pray for us to get some more people so we can continue having prayer in the morning. But I'm going to just continue pray for one another. And y'all just keep me in prayer, because I just found out that I have an abnormal heart. And I've been going through the heart doctor. So y'all keep me in prayer. But Sister Stephanie was asking about my grandbaby, Joshua. I forgot to bring out the New Testament. Tell her he is excellent. We changed diet and fed him. different things while the doctor was trying to check this and that. And it looked like the Lord just worked it out through prayer. He worked it out. Now he just eat. And he know his signs. The Lord give him his signs when his sugar low. And he needs to eat and everything now. So tell Sister Stephanie if I forget what happened. So God bless. Amen. Your brother John.
Amen.
Yeah, this is Brother John from Louisiana. And I just want to say happy Sabbath to everyone. And just feeling content, you know, and happy just thinking about present thoughts, you know. Try my best to keep that in my head way more than anything negative. You know, I like to keep the positive thoughts going. And it makes me happy, you know, that the Lord install that into us, you know, to be able to have those blessing thoughts, I guess, counting blessings and stuff like that in my mind all the time, you know, and just being thankful. So I won't stay on too long, though. I just wanted to say, you know, thank God for God, you know, and my family, my prayer line family, my friends and family, you know. And just thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for coming on and sharing how God is moving in your life and in your life, the life of your family, especially your grandson, the changes that's going on and how his diet is coming around and everything is working out. And praise the Lord. We are a family when we come together and share these health reform or help tidbit that we have, or if any have question, can reach out and ask question regarding help, you know, more help, because God said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. So the soul and the body need to prosper and be in health so that it can retain and understand the things of God, and that we can grow, the spiritual man can grow day by day. Amen. And as Brother John was saying, that remind me of what I was reading, this book, Living Fountains or Broken Cistern. So we either live in fountains, that means we're living and there's water, there's the word of God flowing through us, or if we're broken cistern, like the water is coming out, it's not staying, nothing is staying, you know, spiritually. So we have to ask God to give us wisdom and understand so we can learn his word and we can keep it within our heart so that the Holy Spirit will bring it back at, you know, remembrance when we need to remember it or share with someone. And I'll just read a little bit. It says, in the creation of the universe, that wisdom was manifested when he made a decree for the rain and a way for the lightning of the thunder. They then did he set it and declared it. He prepared it, yea, and searched it out. Written on the face of creation is the wisdom of the eternal. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of God, that is wisdom. So the fear of the Lord is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Because when you understand, you will depart from evil and you will run. You will go to that which is good. Continue. In other words, when man lives in harmony with God, that is when physically he acts in accordance with the law of the universe. Then, mentally, his thoughts are those of the Father. And when spiritually, his soul responds to the drawing power of love, that power which controls creation, then has he entered the royal road which leads to wisdom. Where is the wise? That's the question. There is implanted in each human heart a longing to come in touch with wisdom. God, by the abundance of life, is as a great magnet, drawing humanity to himself, praise the Lord. So close is the union that in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge in one man, a man made of flesh and blood, like all men now living. There dwell the spirit of wisdom. More than this, in him are hid all the treasures of wisdom, and hence the life of Emmanuel stands a constant witness that the wisdom of the ages is accessible to man. And the record adds, ye are complete in him. So brothers and sisters, if we don't think we have wisdom or knowledge, let us ask God, who give it to all men liberally. So we all have the ability to obtain wisdom and knowledge and to grow spiritually, physically, mentally in Christ. And our thoughts will be upon our Father. Our thoughts will be upon our Savior, his Son Jesus, who is in the most holy place right now, interceding on our behalf. And when he stands up, that will be it. The intercession will be ceased. So let us afflict their soul even now on this holy Sabbath evening. Amen. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Don't wait too late to share, because we will go into prayer. So if you want to share, please press 1 so that I can open your line. Do not wait until it's too late to share, or you'll have to share on Sunday evening at the end time prophecy, end time living episode. So please press 1 if you would like to share. Again, happy Sabbath to each and every one of you and your family. Welcome one, welcome all. 857-505, your line is now open.
Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, my brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath to all of you. My name's Brother Eli. I like to thank God for his love, for his mercy, because, Sister Carla, God is good. He's merciful. He's the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Sister Carla and Sister Power, today is the day how the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in that. Sister Carla and Sister Power, today is the day how the Lord has made.
Amen.
Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes.
Amen.
I have a prayer request, Sister Carla. My prayer request, Sister Carla, is to lift up my mom in prayer. Lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Carla. And please lift me up in prayer, because I need a lot of prayer, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, I'm asking for Sister Power to pray for my mom, pray for me, pray for individuals. I'm asking for Sister Power to lift up Brother Paul in prayer. Lift up Brother Paul in prayer to Sister Carla, because he live in Texas, and he Sister Carla, he live in Texas. So please lift him up in prayer to Brother Paul, because he needs a lot of prayer. And pray for Brother Javel in prayer, and pray for individuals. I don't know, can you tell Sister Power? Pray for
Brother Eli.
You know.
Brother Eli.
Thank you.
Amen. But whoever is going to pray will lift these prayer requests or general prayer requests. So whoever is going to pray, they're going to lift the request, my brother. So God is good. And we all should also, these requests, brothers and sisters, we can write it down. And in our personal time or our private time, also pray for these individuals, because we know there's power in prayer. So God is good. I'll go to the next caller. Again, thank you for calling, Brother Eli. 225-337, happy Sabbath. Your line's open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Sister Carla, I'm so sorry. I pressed 1 in the beginning before by 7, and I press one again because I thought I wasn't on. But this is what I was supposed to be before Brenda, Sister Brenda. But she was explaining something. You see, that's why I say we need to take time to explain to Sister Brenda because she don't always understand it. But I need to correct that because she was asking about taking communion with my sister-in-law. And I told her, I said, well, you got to be careful. By beholding, you become changed. So I told her, I said, let's read the Sabbath. I said, you were baptized Seventh-day Adventist. And I said, here is what we should read. And if you're going to be with the Sabbath, why are you taking Sunday worship communion? I said, well, she wants you to join in with her. So we read this, and we read Exodus chapter 31, verse 14 through 18. But I was supposed to read 14, well, through 15. And it says, ye shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, holy of the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall be surely be put to death. But, of course, we know that we have a Savior now. And when we fall short, we have a Savior we can go to, repent, and ask him for forgiveness. But brothers and sisters, that's going to be a day coming that where we will be put to death if we don't keep, if Sunday work, if they say you're going to have to keep Sunday, or they're going to, excuse me, they're going to say, well, if you want to have to keep Sabbath, we're going to be punished for keeping the Sabbath. But Sunday worship, you're going to have to take the mark of the beast. So this is what I'm telling my sister, that, you know, can't practice two. You got to go, you got to be one way or the other way. You can't have Sunday or Sabbath. They're going to have Sabbath and leave Sunday. So, and that's what she's trying to pull her to Sunday, to accept Sunday by taking that communion or whatever, but I don't take all this stuff because, you know, you got to watch where it's coming from because this Sabbath is being made up from the Catholic diocese. This stuff is pre-made, and it's come pre-made with the cup, the crackers, and all of it come to you, and they wrap it, give it all wrapped. We don't know what these people giving us, so I don't take that. If I'm in the worship with some true believers that God have present true and understand this Bible, I will take it. But in the church now, that after the COVID, they prepackaged this stuff and it comes straight from the diocese. I don't take that stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm telling Sister Brenda, because they want you to receive that COVID shot, and ain't no telling what they putting in it. So therefore, I do not take that stuff. And I just wanted to share that because the Bible says that we have to choose this day who we shall serve. We're going to be for the Lord, or you're going to be for man. Man has chose to worship the devil. And the Bible says, whosoever worships man, he's going to receive 666 in the forehead. So that was my studying. But we didn't get to study it all today because I was busy on the Sabbath. So getting prepared for the Sabbath. So thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. And Brother Ricardo, if I did not explain that, please give it to her much clearer. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. And please keep my baby, Shala, because she's getting ready to have that baby. And I'm praying that the baby have a cyst. God has turned the baby around. I've been praying and I've been asking this, that God will heal that cyst. So thank you, sisters and brothers, and may God bless. Amen. Happy Sabbath also.
Happy Sabbath. Thank you, Sister Leola. Amen. Yes, yes, you are right. We have to be careful, you know, sometimes going to different churches because we don't know what type of spirit is in that church, and it can come on us, and, you know, and also they're trying to draw us. If we're in the Sabbath, in the right track, keeping the Sabbath holy, they're trying to draw us away when we should be pointing them to the true day of worship. We cannot compromise. And yes, the communion, you know, we have to, God said what he did, we're supposed to do, you know, take communion with our true brothers and sisters. And communion is also, we have to prepare our hearts, you know, forgive others, because if we have aught against our brothers and sisters and we're praying and doing these things, God is not pleased. So we have to be, you know, without sin and forgive others so that our sins can be forgiven, so that the communion can be taken rightly. So we're at that time where I need to open the line for the speaker, brothers and sisters. Again, please try to come on early next time. To press 1 to share. So I'll open one more line before we pray. And I believe this is Elder Richardson. I'm asking for a prayer after he shared. 931-332. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath to everybody. Hope everyone is doing well and having a restful Sabbath and enjoying the day that the Lord has made. So let us keep looking up for our redemption, draw it near. And it's good that we can, God's people can gather throughout wherever they are, that they can gather to worship and welcome and share testimonies and experiences. I pray that God continue to help us to be faithful in serving him and in loving him. So I want to yet again wish everybody a happy Sabbath. God bless and be faithful. Thank you.
Amen. Okay. See, Sister Paul can give us a word of prayer if you can't, Elder. Thank you for joining us and happy Sabbath to you and your... Oh, okay. Happy Sabbath to you and your wife. May the Lord continue to bless you both and your children and grandchildren and protect you. Amen. So, Mr. Powell, if you're in the position to give us a word of prayer, a general prayer for Brother Eli, just a general prayer, because God knows our hearts. He knows the prayer even before we utter them. He knows our thoughts. He knows everything. So please give us a prayer so that we can go into the message and have enough time. 518-951. Your line is now open. Thank you.
Okay, let's pray, my dear beloved. If you are driving, keep your eyes on the road, and you can kneel or bow and can whisper a word, a quiet word of prayer to the Lord for what these requests is. I'll give you just a few minutes. O most righteous and eternal Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy wonderful name. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you remind us to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we will understand the true commandment that you have given unto us, and that we will be faithful to be obedient in every command that you have told us, Lord, so that we will be able to share your love, your truth to the dying world, dear Father. Father, help us, dear Lord, that we will understand more about you. Help us, dear Father, that we will believe that you died for us and that you raised for us, Lord Jesus, so that you can show us who you are, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the Creator of heaven and earth and everything that is in it. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this gathering, dear Lord. that we can gather to at your welcome table, and that we can share the blessings that you have given unto us. And also, dear Lord, we can present our petition to you and ask you, dear Father, to forgive us of all the many sins that we have committed, dear Lord, and believe that you are able to hear and answer our plea. And also, as you said, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to take those sins and throw it in the deepest part of the ocean, and that we will not remember them no more. Father, we want to thank you for these promises, Lord. Heavenly Father, we know that your coming is near soon and very soon. And you are setting this remnant body, dear Father, this little group, dear Father, to be represented, Father, to be your servant, to be your ambassador, to be your everything that we can go and share your love out there to others. But help us, Lord, that our lifestyle will continue to carry your character in our life, that others will see who we are and see you within us. So, Father, we are asking you for that. Tonight, dear Father, this is Sabbath night, Lord, and as we present these requests that were put forward to you, Lord, from Brother Eli, he's praying for asking you for prayer, for himself, for his mother, for Anthony Freeman, dear Father, for Javel. He is praying, Lord, for all our brothers and sisters, family on Advent Light, Lord. He's also praying for Deco, Lord, the administrator, dear Lord. He's also lifting up his church family to you and for individual, dear Lord, that you may touch their heart, Lord, and have them to come to know you, that they will show love and kindness and respect to everyone who they come contact with, Lord. So we just present these requests. We also present the request from your dear daughter, Sister Leola, as she is crying out to you, Lord, asking for prayer for Shyla, her granddaughter. Lord Jesus, you know everything about her, but that baby, dear Father, that she is having soon and very soon, Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayer, Lord, that you have turned that baby around, dear Father, from distress, Lord, within. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We ask you to have your angels, Lord, surround her and to watch her as she soon, Lord, deliver that child, Lord. Allow her that she will return that child back to you when that child is born, dear Father. So we just ask you to help her, dear Lord, that she will remember your words when she was studying day by day and also presenting your passages, Lord, of the Bible and sharing how much she loved you, dear Lord. So we just ask you to keep her, Lord, and not only she alone, her baby father. This time we ask you to allow him too, that they will study your word, that they will bring up and train that child to fear you, Lord. Lord, also Jarvis Jr., we present him to you, Lord. We thank you for comforting Sister Leola and family members, Lord, and they have been getting healing slowly, dear Father, of the loss of their beloved son, dear Father. So we just want to say thank you for everything. Now, dear Lord, Sister Brenda, we present her to you, dear Lord. Lord, she is following you. She wants to be faithful to you, dear Lord. But we ask you tonight, dear Lord, give her wisdom, give her knowledge and understanding, dear Lord, that she will know, dear Father God, that she cannot present herself with things that you did not say in your word, dear Father, that this commandment that you have given unto her, help her to understand it, dear Lord, and know that the enemy is out like a roaring lion, and dear Father, he's trying to destroy and to draw back people from the truth, Lord, even your flock, dear Father, even your servant, dear Lord. We saw as we heard about the Sunday worship, Lord, and we know that Mark Beast is preparing his way and making his way fast and rapid, Lord. But allow them, Lord, to see the truth and know the truth. You gave us the 7-day Sabbath as a commandment for the world to follow, dear Lord, but we know what Satan do. So we ask you, Lord, to give her strength, give her wisdom as she study and searching your word, that she will be blessed and she will know the truth from the lying lips of the devil, Lord, who is trying to destroy us. But we ask you this evening, Father, for strength. Now, dear Lord, we present every brothers and sister on this line. You know everything, Lord, and we are asking you tonight as the man, our manservant present this word, Lord, fresh bread from heaven, Lord, coming down, Lord, the Sabbath message, so that we will accept it fully and we will be surrendered and our life will be changed so that we can demonstrate your character to others. Bless us this day and keep us, Lord. Thank you again. And we praise your wonderful name for everything that you have done for us. And all the unspoken requests, Lord, we present them to you. You are in the most holy sanctuary, and you said we must ask. So we ask you to bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for the prayer. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. I pray you have your book, the notes pad, something to write with, so that you and Spirit of Prophecy book or the app, so you can go to it if possible or write it down and read it later. So again, welcome one, welcome all, and I will open the line for, welcome Sister Katie, I'll open the line for Brother Ricardo, and thank him and his wife, Samantha, for being faithful to God. 5786. Let's see this line. Your line is now open.
Amen. Thank you so much. Good evening, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath.
Amen. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Thank you through another week. The Lord has brought us on our way. Amen, brothers and sisters. While the waiting congregation is waiting to hear the word of God. But let me tell you the topic. The sealing time while probation lingers. We're going to look at part two, and this is a very sensitive topic. We're looking at the sealing time regarding Ezekiel chapter 9 and Revelation chapter 7 is the same, but different symbols. This is going to be a very touchy topic. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? This study is going to be based on Sister, why we're going to use the Bible and the Spirit of Prophecy. Many of God's people, but a lot of our loved ones we see is going lame, going to the grave, young people whole, in between, saved and unsaved. And we see what Satan have done, destroying a lot of God's people health, but God's going to just allow it to whatever, to the process to go through and put a lot of his people to sleep. But brothers and sisters, we must not fear afraid of death. If we are not living right, we're supposed to. But Paul said to die is gain. And brothers and sisters, as we see, spiritualism is on the horizon. We as God's people, if you don't have a desire for the written word of God, you will not go nowhere. We know how we have the Spirit of Prophecy and current events, because what I realize is a lot of Seventh-day Adventists, I do current events and I love current events. But let me tell you this. You know what is the real current event? Do you have your Bible? Your Bible is your power and your finger is your point. Put it together what you have, your PowerPoint. That is your current event. Amen? So if you are a student of Bible prophecy, you are studying, you will understand and appreciate the Spirit of Prophecy, because the Bible is showing these things to us. So now what I want to tell you before we go into prayer, brothers and sisters, like never before, we need to pray and ask God, say, Lord, help me not to be deceived in these last days. Because I'm telling you, there's a lot of winds of doctrine is going around, and they are so subtle with truth and error. Sister White said the only only the Holy Spirit will help us to distinguish these things. And a lot of us will say that the Holy Spirit is not a person. He is energy. But we're going to do that study in the future. Because if you do not believe in the Holy Spirit, you're not going to heaven. You cannot be sealed in the last days. Because we are told that only through the agency of the third person of the Godhead, which the Holy Spirit, that we can overcome sin. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, it said, grieve not the Holy Spirit. Oh, what? Grieve? So you're telling me, if you're going to grieve, I'll use an example. Sister Carla, let me pick on you a little bit. I'll be Sabbath again, my sister. The Sister Carla, me and Sister Carla, brothers and sisters, in Christ and by blood. And I say something to my sister, and she's grieved. Is she an energy or I'm talking to a person? I'm using this example to show you. If the Bible said the Holy Spirit can be grieved, that means the Holy Spirit is a divine person. He is a living person. You can offend the Holy Spirit. You can grieve him. You can get sad. The Bible said, grieve not the Holy Spirit, which are sealed until the day of redemption. Brothers and sisters, we are in a trying time. And spiritual prophecy talks about the spiritualism is on the horizon. If you are not praying, if you are not in the Word of God, week after, brothers and sisters, don't get offended when I say this. If you are coming on this prayer line week after week, and you are not growing, you are just an hearer and not a doer, and you are not going back and to study, you are a foolish virgin. I'm sorry to tell you this, but I have to tell you. The Bible said, provoke each other to good works. Brothers and sisters, we are going home. Do you want to go home? Now is the time that we need to get to know Jesus. Because, brothers and sisters, time is getting harder and harder. And we are told that through trials, our character is revealed. And when I look at myself, brothers and sisters, when I look on Christ and compare myself, I'm far away. In order for you and I to get closer, we are told that prayer is the bread of the soul. Sister White said, only the praying one will make it. And only those who are going to make it, who fortify their mind with the word of God, will stand in the great conflict. A lot of us, we love spirit of current events and the pictures and whatever, what the news is saying, that's good. But do you know your Bible? Do you know to give an account of your faith? Do you know how to prove the Sabbath? Do you know how to give an account of the first, second, and third angel? Do you know how to give an account about the Santa message? These are the issues that are coming up, brothers and sisters. And we, as God's people, need to know what we believe and preach what we believe and live what we believe. All I'm here just to encourage you. Some of you are learning and some of you just taking it lightly. But the time is coming, I'm telling you. You're going to wish you want to come on Advent Light to hear testimony and give and hear a song, sing and hear scripture and hear others telling about the goodness of God. It's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Trouble is going to be all over the place. But if you have Jesus, you will make it through. But some of us, we are not willing to stand up for the truth of God. Some of us, we are slacking up on the Sabbath. I am going to bring a Sabbath message. We think we are keeping the Sabbath. I put in one in the future, brothers and sisters. Because we are told that the Sabbath and Sunday are going to be the great issue. And if you are slacking up and you are not preparing, right now you're not supposed to be, come and close. Because every week we are keeping the Sabbath, you are showing heaven, or we are preparing to meet Christ. Are you in your common clothes? Yes, it is a preparation day, but sunset to sunset. You're supposed to be in your attire. And I'm going to show you in the spirit of prophecy. Some of us, we go into church, we preach our prophecy, we are particular when it comes to our own time. But we are careless when it comes to God's time. We want to show up in God's house. Do you know what's going to be again? Seventh-day Adventist time. Time, God said, going to be too late. Every time the recording angel, you want to come in, church start 9:15. How are you? You come into, you don't even go to Sabbath school. And I'm going to show you what the spirit of prophecy said. And we are told in the spirit of prophecy, when this time comes, many of us are going to find it too late. Parents, we're getting too slack. with our children. We are told that when you have your children running up and down all around on the Sabbath, in the yard, in the church, Peter prophecy said, the parents, even though you may be talking and you're giving a lecture, the spirit of prophecy said, you yourself, you are so breaking the Sabbath. And I said, Lord, what? Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you. I want you to make it. Truth hurt. But I'd rather be hurt than rejected. Because the time is coming, Jesus is going to say, woe unto you. Too late. So brothers and sisters, this message, I'm telling you this because some of us, we're not going to go through the time of trouble. God has to put us to sleep. And don't pray and say, God, let me sleep, because he will not allow you to go sleep. He will not allow you to go through some difficult times. He knows who he need to put to sleep. Amen? Just say, Lord, please help me. Let me make sure that I am right with you. Make sure that my name is in the book of life. Amen? So what I'm going to bring into go on a journey with you right now, because this topic is going to be very touching. So now we're going to pray. Amen? Let us pray. Father in heaven, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. And now I'm asking you to hide self. Let self not be seen or be heard, but let Christ be heard and his words be exalted. I'm asking you to touch me with the coal from the altar and purge me from everything. I am not even worthy to speak to your people at this moment, but you are giving me the privilege, Lord. I am willing. I'm willing to be used by you. Whatever you want me to say, let me say it. I don't want to let self be seen or be self rise up, but let the Holy Spirit take full control of me, that I will speak a word to edify your people and to strengthen your people and to show them the love of Jesus in these last days, so we can fall in love and fall on the rock, Christ Jesus, and be broken and be changed in your brightness. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Go with me to Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4, quickly. Ezekiel chapter 9, I have a lot to show you, so I'm going to kind of move a little fast, but I'm not too fast. Amen. So it takes you 30 seconds to find your scripture. Amen. As you know, some of us will give you a remote and say, find HBO, find the news, you find it quickly, amen? But when it comes onto our Bible, we're taking time. So now you need to be familiar with your Bible, amen? Because if you're going to be in the last days and you have to stand up in the courtroom to prove the Sabbath, you have scripture, amen? Because even Paul, when he was speaking before the councils, brothers and sisters, even the ruler said, you almost made me become a Christian. So we are in this last day. It's not almost. Because God going to empower us if we are faithful. And when you stand up, some of us, you can't even speak. But God going to let your tongue loose. And brothers and sisters, they cannot gainsay you because you are not under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And you will speak before man, you will speak before authority. And the spirit of prophecy says, great man, even kings, will join with God's people. Amen? Are you ready? We are told thousands are going to be converted in a day. Can you imagine Sister Carla standing before the council, preaching and giving and explaining our faith? People are stepping down, standing up beside Sister Carla, saying that I am going to keep the Sabbath. God, Jehovah God, I ain't going with Sunday. The day is coming. Let us go to Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4. What is our subject matter? The sealing time while probation lingers. Part 2. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark on the forehead of the man that sigh and that cry, for all the abominations that be. A lot of us, we want to be sealed. Only those who are going to be sealed if you are a protester. Are you protesting? Listen what the Bible says, brothers and sisters. We miss it. Seventh-day Adventists, we are protesters. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, okay, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the man that sigh and that cry. So God is giving you a description why I am putting the seal on these people. Set a mark upon the forehead of the man that sigh and that cry for all the abomination that be done in the midst thereof. And to the others he said in mine hearing, go ye after him through the spear, neither have ye pity. This is dealing with the seven last plagues. We break that down for you. already. Amen. Verse 6, slay utterly whole and young, both maids and little children and women, and come not near any man upon who is the mark, and beginning at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient men which were before the house. Go with me to Revelation now, 7. I'm going to show you the same Ezekiel chapter 9 and also 8 and Revelation 7. Is showing you type and anti-type. And we see this is going on. Not to try to bash the church and all of these things, but yes, you must call sin by a right name. You must call out. If you see they are going against the council, you must be brave in these last days. Only those who are crying and sighing will receive the seal of God. Because we are living in the last days. The Sabbath and Sunday is a big issue. And we are told for many years we are looking for a Sunday law to be enacted in our land. And now the movement is right upon us. Watch this. Now we ask what? Hold it. Listen. Now we ask what Advent like going to do in this matter. Sister White said many of us, we're going to sit and calm with calm expectation, knowing that, oh, you know, spirit of prophecy thought these things they're going to fulfill. No. He said, if God people sit down and do nothing and say nothing, no seal for you. No seal. No seal. You know, I'm scared. Well, you love not you love your life. Jesus said, he who loves his life will lose it. But he who loves not his life shall what? Keep it. Revelation chapter 7. Go with me to Revelation chapter 7, verse 1 to 4. Revelation, the same thing we're showing you. Remember this mark. Revelation chapter 7, verse 1 to 4. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, God of a church who have a message on the seal of God. What is this, the seal of God? Where you find the seal of God? The Sabbath. In the fourth commandment, is dealing with the seal of God. Amen? This is the distinction this you see with God's people, Sunday and Saturday. And I saw another angel ascended from the east, having the seal of the living God. So this message, the everlasting gospel, is coming from the way of the where? The east. Where is Jesus now? In the most holy place of the everlasting, in the way of the east. Remember Revelation chapter 14, verse 6, I saw another angel fly in the midst. In the word midst mean middle. What is in the middle of heaven? The throne of God. Who is at the throne of God? Jesus, the Lamb of God. Revelation chapter 7, verse 17. Amen. So watch this again. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels. Notice what here. Do God have a church on earth, which is the Seventh-day Adventist church? They have the seal of God. They are the ones supposed to teach the world the message that have the seal of God in it, which dealing with the character of God, character development. So now, who God is trying to spare or protect? Them that have the message with the seal of God who are living up to it. Watch this. Catch it. And I saw another angel ascending from the east having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to earth, the earth and the sea. Now we're going to show you in the future. This is dealing with Gabriel of commission or authority over the four angels, because Jesus is going to send this angel, the third angel, have command over the four angels, because Jesus Christ is going to send him. He's sending this angel to hold. This is dealing with the third angel. Some of you never hear it, but it's in the spirit of prophecy. We are not teaching these things because we forget our own message. We forget our own teaching. Are you with me? So in the future, we're going to address all of these things. So it is a country, we are told, it is a fearful thing to reject the third angel. She, woman of God, she said, my accompanying angel, when she see the third angel, she said, fearful is his work and awful is his mission. He is the third angel that dealing. Remember in Ezekiel chapter 9, six men and one of them have on a linen. He have a writer ink on by his side. He is the one that put in the seal on God's people. The third angel's message. He is a literal angel, but Gabriel is supervising those who are preaching the first, second, and third angel, especially the third. We can show you that. This is not no new doctrine. We are not teaching it because we are not familiar with our own message. We say we are rich, but not knowing that we are poor, naked, blind, because we reject the 1888 message. This is the righteousness of Christ. This is the Lord cry that need to go out. Every seven-day Adventist worldwide supposed to be equipped with this message. Can you imagine every seven-day Adventist, if every seven-day Adventist really equipped with this message, living up to it, man, you see persecution arise quick. Quick. You remember the white horse period? Oh, God, the church was pure, undefiled, without spot, without wrinkle. We do not see such a godliness since up us. And this is where God tried to bring back his church to a perfect state. But watch this now. We have ungodly man in our midst. And we are told we are in the shaking time. And the shaking time starts from since 1844. And God going to shake out the sinners in Zion. The church is in a fighting condition. And God, how are we going to fight? We have to fight for the truth. We have to stand up. The Bible says, be ready to give an answer. We have to stand up for what we believe. We cannot compromise with other religions. Do you remember when the Puritan comes to this nation? When they come and they hurt healthy women, America in Bible prophecy? This nation was without a king and a pope. And for years you will never find a beggar or a drunkard or a homeless person. But when they start to compromise and lower the standard, nation, they ask for a king. We cry for a king, just like the children of Israel. We want to be like the other nations around us who have a king over them. God says, Samuel, they do not reject you, but they reject me, their king. And Seventh-day Adventists, we are doing the same thing. We are rejecting God, our king, Jesus Christ, our king, our high priest. And we are bruising him every day. He raised us up to give and to show. Sister White said, when Protestants, Baptists and whatever, when they hear the name Seventh-day Adventist, she said, it is a rebuke to those church. Notice, if you're walking with a Presbyterian, a Baptist, a Catholic, Mormon, on all of them, and they come down to you, and you say, I am a Seventh-day Adventist. Seventh-day Adventist. Under the law. Why are they doing that? Spirit of prophecy, we have a prophet. It says when they hear that name, it is a rebuke to every other denomination who fallen from this message. Because the spirit of prophecy call them Babylon, God call them Babylon. And that's why God says, Seventh-day Adventists, I'm raising you up. Every man, woman, boy, and girl, call them out of Babylon. Teach them. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Only those who are going to stand up will make it. But for some, God said, I'm going to put you to sleep because many of us, we are in the way. Many of us, we don't like a strong leader. And when we have a weak leader, we complain. What is wrong with us? Moses was a strong leader. They complain. Jeremiah was a strong leader. They say, let us smite him. Let us do not hear the law. Let the law perish at his mouth. Smite Jeremiah. Bible said Jeremiah was a weeping prophet. Jeremiah was a notorious for his crime over Israel. God need a Jeremiah and a Ezekiel in the church and in the wilderness. A John the Baptist. John the Baptist, all you vipers, children of vipers, who have warned you from the wrath to come. Wrath is coming. Time, brothers and sisters. Jesus said, why do you call me Lord and do not the thing? But Lord, you know, I believe in the first, second, and third angel message. Do you know, I believe in the health message. I believe. But, you know, I'm not like there in certain present truth. You know, they take it too serious. I'm not really that serious. Hearers are not doers. Jesus said, I will liken him unto a wise man. Wise man, what do you mean, wise man? The Bible said in 2 Timothy 3, 15, and that from a child, thou hast known the holy scripture, which are able to make thee what? Wise. Holy, make me wise, able to make me wise. So when the holy scripture is able to make me wise, this is the engrafted word, which is able to save you and I. Holy, what? Hope. People don't love the word of God anymore. That's why we are told the time is coming that many will not even endure to sound doctrine. God has seven pillars in this movement, and many want to tear it down. But you are tearing down your home. So let me move on, brothers and sisters. We have a lot to cover. Let me move on. Revelation chapter 7, where am I? Verse 3 now. Chapter 7, verse 3. Saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the serpent of our God in their forehead. These are symbols. We Adventists, we know that. Hurt not the earth, nor the sea. Because God's people have a message where they are. The earth, you could say America. We are Seventh-day Adventists all over the place. Africa, Jamaica, Japan, whatever. Hurt not the earth. Do not. It is not time for the time of travel to start. Even though we are approaching, so close, hurt not the earth. What hurt? Where we there? Where we at now? Nor the sea. Sea is a symbol of what? People, nation, kindred, tongue. Nor the trees. Who trees represent? People. You remember when Jesus opened the man high? It's just for a reason. He said, I see man like trees, but I wonder if he see fruits on these trees. Do you have fruit on your tree? Your character. Nor the tree, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their what? Foreheads. Forehead is dealing with their character. They have Christ's character, God the Father character in their forehead. We are told that we want Jesus to come. You want Jesus? Yes. We are told only when Jesus sees his character is fully reproduced in his people, he will come and claim us as his own. But some of us, we are in the way of the first, second, and third angel message. Some of us, we are in the way of God's faithful ministers. We have blighted them. When they preach, we want to go against many of them regarding conference and all these things. Right, let us get rid of them. Because you have witch and warlocks and all of these things, Freemasons in our church. So these people, when they see a light and they see a shine and you're full of the Holy Spirit, they can't stand you. All of a sudden, they're giving you problems. The preacher go there and look young. When he's about to transfer him, he have gray hair in his head. The witches and warlocks and all of these things conjure spirits against the man, wearing him, children getting sick. All of these things going on in the church, brothers and sisters. But the Bible says, suffer not a witch to live. Suffer not a wizard to live. Suffer not. But thank God for the New Testament. Thank God for Jesus Christ. God says, vengeance is mine. I will pray. Will pay. Amen? So brothers and sisters, a lot is going on. But we have to stand up and fight. We can't say, God going to clean house. No. We are told, brothers and sisters, the existing sin is not only to pray, but we are told that we must clean this sin out of the camp. We can't clean it out of the whole body, but wherever you are, pray and say, Lord, give me the strength. Give me wisdom and tact and skill. How can we pray? Pray them out. Lord, move this person because you have a mission. People's soul is at stake. Let me read it for you. Manuscript, even though I'm going ahead of myself. Manuscript 1902, Bible Commentary, Volume 4, 1161, paragraph 6. We are told, just as soon as the people of God are sealed in their foreheads, it is not any seal or mark that can be seen, but are settled into the truth. But what? Intellectually and spiritually. So they cannot be moved. Just as soon as God's people are sealed and prepared for the shaking, it will come indeed. It has begun already. A lot of Seventh-day Adventists is leaving the church. They don't believe in this faith anymore. Shaking out. Some are on their way. Shaking out. The judgment of God are now upon the land to give us warning that we may know what is coming. People don't want to hear no no strong message. We want to be like Joe Osteen, Christopher Dollar, and all of them. Prosperity gospel. God never said we must make this everlasting gospel popular. He called us to preach it with power. No, we don't want, we want to change the style of our preach because we want to be popular. God never called us to be like that. Jeremiah never was never a popular man. Yes, the children of Israel know it. Know them. Moses, he lead all of these people. But they give Moses hell. We must not be like the others. Many of God's people are getting sick and many are being put to rest before the time of trouble. In Council on Health, 375-1892, Council on Health, 375-1892, it is not always safe to ask for unconditional healing. He knows whether or not those for whom petition or offer would be able to endure the trial. Listen, I said this statement. Many of God's people are getting sick and many are being put to rest before the time of trouble. Council on Health, 375-1892. It is not always safe to ask for unconditional healing. Why? He knows whether or not for those who petitions or offer would be able to endure the trial and test that would come upon them if they live. All of a sudden, God's people is coming home with cancer. All these things. What the power that be have done shook many of God's people because we have rejected the health message. If you reject the health message, the saving health, which is Psalm 67, verse 2, we reject it, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to accept Satan destroying health. And we see many lead God's people to go along with their agenda. Unless that minister step down and repent and sit down in the pews and repent and ask God for forgiveness of all the blood that he have upon his hand, him and his whole family are going to be destroyed if he's not careful. This is not no joke, brothers and sisters. We don't preach like this because we are not preaching the judgment of God. We are not preaching the smoke of the atonement. We are not preaching the seven last plagues. So we want to hear, oh, you know, Jesus love you. Mm-hmm. He love you. Yes, but his fire and brimstone is coming. God is a consuming fire. We are told that the saints who are being delivered, they're going to stand on the sea of glass, mingle with fire. Lord have mercy. Saints, do you know that you're going to be in the presence of fire? Daniel chapter 12, verse 10 says, many shall be purified and be tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, but the wise shall understand. The wise know it is a time for purification. The wise know that I need to get my house in order. The wise know that, listen, I need to have the right robe of Jesus Christ's righteousness. The wise know that sin caused me to be naked. The wise understand that, man, I need this eye salve that I may see my wretchedness. You notice I say my wretchedness, not others' wretchedness, not the church wretchedness, but my wretchedness. Because a lot of us, we want to rebuke sin, and you're not living right. Husbands slapping their wives, cheating on all of these things, doing all of this madness, want to bring trouble in the church. You need to sit down and check yourself. When you are living upright, then God the Holy God and God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ will work with you. Brothers and sisters, these things are going on. Elders and God's pulpit sleeping with the church and sleeping with the sisters in the church and all of these things, sisters stealing the church money. Mm-hmm. You preach three angels first, second and third angel. Now you speak to strong sister wife and leave them alone. Leave Ephraim alone, for they have joined unto their idol. Now we in this time, believers, we have so much beating a problem, preacher make a mistake, make a grammatical error, we find in fault. You are on your way out. God said, I'm going to use stammering lips. Can you not see God is not really looking for the wise? Because Jesus, when he was on earth, the wise were the Pharisees and the Sadducees and them who have the law, in influential man, intelligent man. Don't get me wrong. God's going to use many. But you see what is going on. The most educated one is affecting and messing up God's church. But God said, I'm going to use, Sister White said, God's going to use the layman. God's going to use men who are coming from low institution, but under the unction of the Holy Spirit, who are going to speak boldly for Jesus and stand up for what is right. Not under man's dictatorship, but under the dictatorship of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and under the word of God, brothers and sisters. These are the men we need to emulate, not man with a degree behind his name or whatever. Everybody look up to him. He is not God. He is a man. He is pruned. When you see them, many of them, yeah, they have more temptation than you. We need to look for men who love Jesus, who exalt the word of God, who are going to teach you and reprove you and rebuke you and exalt the cross of Jesus Christ and point you to Jesus and say, look at me. We need to look to man like that. All of a sudden we want to look at these ones, whatever. We are not looking to the ones who are preaching the word of God. And now if you see a man who is preaching, we don't want to hear it. Too much Bible. I don't want to hear that. Give me some jokes. Give me some gimmicks. Tell me about your trips and all of this. This is what is going on in God's church. But you're going to be shaken out. And many of us, because God in his goodness, he's going to put you to sleep. Go and go sleep. Go and sleep, because we are blocking God's people, ministers, faithful ministers, putting chain and padlock on them so they cannot preach. And then you go to church and say you get message. If you got, you don't even know, you get a message, but you don't, it don't sink down. You go, when we go to church, brothers and sisters, we need to say, man, I'm going to clean up. Holy Spirit, beat me up in the pews. Man, I'm going to clean, honey, we're going to clean the house. Closet, we're going to our closet first. We're going to sit. No, you got to go, Lord. Sacrifice for Jesus. Now we are humanizing. Now we are humanizing God and deifying man. Exalting man like they are God. Many of us, we look up to so much preacher. Let a big preacher coming in town. All of a sudden, you don't know where some of us come from. Church full. You're not worshiping God. You're worshiping man. And some of us who are well-influential preachers, let the preacher don't come to church now. We don't even show up. Preach, you ain't serving God. You are worshiping man. This is what's going on amongst Adventists too. They ask Jesus, you ain't got no name. You ain't got no letter behind your name. They tell Jesus that. Which school you go to? Who is it that you want to teach us? Spirit of prophecy, they couldn't gain saying Jesus. They tried to mold him and put him under their wings. But they couldn't control Jesus because the Bible says he was grown in the wisdom of God and in favor with man. We are not depending on the Holy Spirit. We forget where we're coming from. We know so much things. That's what the Bible says. Here, you see, you say you are rich with abundance, not knowing that you are poor, naked, blind, and miserable. Any man, any preacher, any sister, anyone standing in the way of God's word, God going to put you to sleep, and you might lose your soul too for eternity. So I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, if you are in the church and you are giving God's people a hard time, causing havoc in God's church, your day is coming. God will just maybe allow you to live and to see the seven last plagues fall on you. Brothers and sisters, if you read this, if you do a study on the seven last plagues, I think sometimes we need some fearful message to wake up some of us, because we want mamby-pamby sermons. Put us asleep. You know, you got to talk about Jesus love you. I get that those things from people. Why are you always preaching about first, second hand? Why are you always preaching so strong? Why you don't preach about Jesus love? Huh? All of this is coming from Christ. All of this is coming from Christ. If you want to hear about Jesus' love, go to the Baptist, Roman Catholic. That's why all of them coming together. You know, we love Jesus. Let us come together and compromise with your faith. Compromise with our beliefs, our doctrine. Yes, Jesus is love. Jesus said, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. Doctrine makes us who we are. Doctrine makes Seventh-day Adventists stand out than all of the unstated religion. Doctrine. You know why we have so much erroneous doctrine? We are hearers, but we are not doers. And we forget that God's law comes with rule and regulation. Do you know that it is a law to obey? But he's not going to force you. To obey him, he show you his goodness in your life. You are blessed with peace and abundance. You don't have to be rich, but you're rich with his presence, rich with his grace, rich with his love, rich with his forgiveness, rich with his holy angels in your presence, rich. Your children are behaving rich. All of a sudden, we want to be rich like the world. God said, you're not going to be able to buy and sell. Some of us, we want to follow the world and get gold and silver. God never tell it. God said, go to the country. That's your gold and silver right there. Go plant your own food. Gold and silver, they're going to come kill you for it. They're coming for it one day. But God said, I'm bringing you to the country so you can develop character. The country living is only for character, brothers and sisters. Because God's going to have a people who are going to demonstrate and vindicate the character of God. God's going to have a people who have developed the character so much that they're going to stand. They're going to have such a faith can endure hunger when all earth break loose. When every earthly support cut off, they're going to have such a faith. They're going to be like Jesus. Jesus said, the Son of Man don't have nowhere to lay his head. God's people, the 144,000, will have nowhere to lay their head. Foxes have holes, birds have nests. But the Son of Man, the 144,000, the faithful remnant, will have nowhere to lay their head. If this is your world, go ahead and join with Satan and stop wasting your time and stop playing with church. Stop playing with God's people. And sitting down in the pews, they might as well go join with Satan. Because woe unto you, if you love Jesus, prove to him and stop mocking and forming a fool of yourself. Knowing Satan, know that you are a child of Satan. Jesus, let Jesus be your Lord. If Satan, let him be your destroyer. Because everyone who serves Satan, he's a tormentor, he's a torture, but everyone serves Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Have peace. Have peace. Many will not live to see the great time of trouble that will burst upon the earth. The Lord has often instructed me, many little ones are to be laid away before the time of trouble. We shall see our children again. We shall meet them and know them in the heavenly courts. Last day events 255, paragraph 3. Today we see friends, family members, and church members dying suddenly of cancer, heart attack, strokes, etc. People, what is going on? What is one of the reasons why many of our loved ones are laying to rest? Why? You want Bible? You know when you come to Advent light, you're going to get the light of the word. Amen? Let us go to the Bible. Isaiah 57, verse 1. Because this is your foundation, the word of God. If you never read, love the word of God, brothers and sisters, no, you need to love it. Ask God, go on your knees. Every time when you find yourself, the demon want you to fall asleep, to Satan, I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray and say, Lord, give me a love, give me a hunger, give me a longing for your word, because it's going to keep you. Because you may have a whole soul, brothers and sisters, and you are the only one going to be saved. Children may betray you. Husband may turn their back on you. But brothers and sisters, when you're crying, you no one to look to, no one to embrace you, no one to comfort you. But we are told in the spirit of prophecy, when every hand rejects you, when everyone turn their backs against you, do not let go of the unchanging hand. His words will comfort you. Jesus said, peace I leave you to. Not as this world giveth. My peace I give unto you. Only through his words you will find peace. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. What are you going through? Come unto him. Come unto a man who has taught me all things. Come unto a man who brought me to the Seventh-day Adventist. Come unto a man who taught me the 2 days of worship to give me the Sabbath. Come unto a man who taught me where he is in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. Come unto a man who taught me that judgment begins first at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Come unto a man who taught me that probation goes first with the members of the Seventh-day Adventist and the world. Come unto a man who taught me, oh, I can get victory over sin. Come unto a man who taught me, oh, I can eat. Come and see a man who teach me how to dress so I can have good circulation. Come and see a man. Jesus Christ is coming, brothers and sisters. What is one of the reasons why many of our loved ones are laying to rest? Isaiah 57 verse 1, the righteous perisheth and no man lay it to heart. What? The righteous perisheth and no man lay it to heart. Why no man lay it to heart? No man is contemplating. Why? Why? But so-and-so is working for the Lord. Who is it suddenly this person go to sleep? Why? Lord, are they not fit to go to the time of trouble? The righteous perisheth and no man lay it to heart. And merciful men are taken away. What? Merciful men. These men, God show mercy, they show others mercy. And merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the what? The evil to come. What evil? The seven last plague. What evil? The time will you not be able to buy and sell. What evil? When all nations going to be hated, you're going to be hated of all nations. What evil? I cannot go to work. What evil? The bank shut down. What evil? I cannot even drink even a bottle of water out of the store. What evil? I cannot even travel. What evil? I cannot go to the gas station. What evil? What is this evil? We cannot go through it. So God said, you got to go to sleep. I love you. I love you. The righteous perisheth and no man lay it to heart. And merciful men are taken away. And none consider it. Considering that the righteous is taken away from the earth, from the evil to come. What does this mean? God is putting many of the righteous and merciful to sleep before that time which is to come. What time is this? Isaiah 57 verse 2, he shall enter into peace. This is dealing with rest, right? Please, go into the grave, right? He shall enter into peace. Notice verse 1 says, the righteous perisheth, right? We know that they die, right? And no man lay it to heart. No man consider, no man reason. No man ask questions. And merciful men are taken away. None considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. Hold it. Verse 2 now. He shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their what? Bed. Each one walking in uprightness. Uprightness? Are you walking upright with God? Hold it. What? Let us see, because the Bible is in our dictionary. You know that? You don't need no dictionary to read the word of God. If you study it, if you are a diligent student, watch this now, uprightness. Go with me to Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1, verse 1. Job chapter 1, verse 1. We're looking at that word upright, or uprightness. Upright? Each one walking in uprightness. Job chapter 1, there was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and what? Oh, and one that what? Feared God and eschewed evil. Eschewed means he shunned evil. He shunned the very appearance of evil because he loved God. Do you love God? Well, he ain't going to put you to sleep if you don't love him. And so you're going to be left at the mercy of Satan. Do you love him? Don't ask him. I use a ask. God said, Lord, I want to go sleep. Okay, I don't know. But I realized somebody rebuked me. I said, that is a coward way out. Are you with me? Listen now. Continue. Question for you. What are the righteous and the upright ones taking away from? I want to know. What are they taking? Go with me to Job quickly. Job, time is running. Mercy. Chapter 14, verse 13. Job chapter 14, verse 13. Quickly. Job chapter 14, verse 13. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave. Are you hearing this? Oh, that wouldest hide me in the grave. That thou wouldest keep me secret. Holy. So those who are God going to lay to rest, God is saying he's hiding them in the weird, in the grave. What? No, what is this? Hide dead people in the grave? What, they're going to rotten away? You're hiding them in the grave from what? For that wouldest hide me in the grave. And those who just keep me secret until thy wrath. What is this wrath? Revelation chapter 15, verse 1. Quickly, write it down. I'm not going there. Revelation chapter 16, verse 1. The wrath is the seven last plague. Listen again. Oh, thou wouldest hide me in the grave. That thou wouldest keep me secret. What? For what? Until thy wrath is, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time. Watch this. God's appoint those who are in the grave a set time that he's going to raise them up and remember me. So he's going to raise them up. Remember Thessalonians chapter 5. Let me see. Chapter 5. Man, time gone from me. Not too much. All right. Second Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with a voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Why first? Because listen to the Bible. That's what we got to read. Spirit of prophecy says if we study how we're supposed to, God will not give us the spirit of prophecy because we are lazy. Watch it now. Until the wrath be passed, that thou wouldest appoint me at set time. So God is showing us. God is not going back on his word. Set a set time showing that my set time is the dead in Christ going to raise first. This is the set time. And he said, I remember them. Many will be laid away to be sleep before the fiery ideal of time of trouble, of the time of trouble that shall come upon the earth, the world. Last day event, 255, paragraph 2. What does the Bible mean? Many will be laid to sleep before the fiery ideal. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 and 14. Okay, time run out. And me. Okay, brothers and sisters, we got to come back. I don't know if it's going to cut out, so we're going to respect the time. We're going to come back. It's getting good, brothers and sisters. It's getting good. Okay, write down 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 and 13. It said, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange things happen unto you, but rejoice. Insomuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be what? Glad also with exceeding joy. We're going to break these things down. We have a lot of scriptures, quotations. Next time we come back by God's grace, we got to go over this. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you. Jesus Christ is coming. Don't let one of your loved ones die. Yes, we are human, but don't go into a into a depression. Amen. Yes, you can grieve, but you say if you grieve too long, you go into depression. Amen. My brothers and sisters, now we need to encourage our loved ones. Jesus Christ is coming. Amen. Little by little, ask God to guide your tongue, guide your mind, what to say, how to say it. Amen. Love you all. Continue to remain faithful. Maranatha, let us pray. Father in heaven, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory for your goodness, your kindness, and your mercy. I pray that, Lord, somebody will just, their eyes will open and just see the beauty of your word, Lord. I pray that your people will love your word, oh God, because this is our safeguard. We are told only those who fortify their mind with the word of God will stand in the great conflict and help us to fortify our mind, because the word of God will comfort, will keep us, will give us hope. Because we are told we can't even trust the mind, the senses, the five senses, we can't trust in those days, oh God. So only your word will guide us and keep us until you come for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Maranatha.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Recorder, for the message at hand. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for being so faithful, for listening. I pray that you took down the Spirit of Prophecy chapter, also the Bible, all the books of the Bible, so that you can go back and reread and to share it with others. May the Lord truly bless us as we study. And also in 6MR chapter 68, it says, the hostility to heaven will go on to still greater lengths. War, bloodshed, rebellion against God's law will reach an aggression path that many do not think possible. So deep that increasingly strong is the infernal enmity and hatred to God, which have struck deep its root into human depraved hearts throughout the mass of humanity, that anyone who shall show any inclination to return to God and keep his commandments will be denounced as treacherous to the government of the earth. Brothers and sisters, we are coming upon that time even now. So let us prepare to meet our Creator. Let us get our house in order. And let us seek the Lord. Amen. Jesus loves you, brothers and sisters. And I want to thank Brother Recorder again for the message at hand. May we be true. May we be faithful. And may we surrender all to our Creator, our Redeemer. Amen. So kind of loving Father, we thank you for blessing us, for keeping us. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for your word, because it shall not return unto you void. Help us to serve you with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind, Lord. Help our eyes upon you and not upon the circumstance that is before us. We thank you ever so much. We praise and we glorify and magnify your name. Please forgive us. Help our family, our children, brothers and sisters, and neighbors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Come the fount of every blessing to